Sweet hour of prayer. Sweet hour of prayer. A time that calls me from a world of care. And I can go with whatever is in my heart and lay it right there at my Father's throne. And whatever is troubling me, whatever is bothering me, right there, I can make all my wants and wishes known. Anytime, anywhere, any place, any season of distress and grief, right there at that throne, right there with my Father, I can find peace. My soul will find relief. Angels have to get back. The devil will have to go on vacation, because I can get away and just talk to him in this moment, in this hour, this sweet hour of prayer. There are hours of work and hours of play, hours of rest, hours of business, hours of silence, and hours of commotion, hours of study, hours of concentration, and hours of sleep. But the greatest hour in every Christian life is when you get together with God and talk about your journey. It's the hour of prayer. And I don't know what's on your mind right now. Whatever it is, it's your prayer. Whatever you feel right now is at rock bottom your prayer. And nobody knows what you are feeling but you. Nobody can see your inner sanctum. Nobody can explore the throne room of your soul. This kind of visionary scrutiny belongs exclusively to God. And you know something? The Father knows. The Son knows. And thank God, the Holy Spirit knows. That's why you can go to Him anytime, any place, anywhere, with anybody, and have a sweet talk. In a sweet hour of prayer.
Oh, hey, 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 hey. like a feeling. I'm telling you, prayer.
Prayer.
It changes
things.
Somebody needs to know that.
Prayer.
It changes. Y'all, there was a mother crying all night long, because of her daughter that ran away from home.
Ooh.
She said, why should I be crying when I know how to pray? Surely my God will make a way.
Make a way.
When she got down on her knees,
ooh,
and began to talk to the Lord, she heard a knocking,
a knocking at the door,
knocking at the door.
And when she answered, she said, who could it be?
Could it be?
It was her daughter saying, mama,
yes,
please forgive me. I'm telling you that prayer.
Oh,
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 prayer.
Oh, oh,
prayer.
It changes things.
I'm glad
that.
Well, the doctor said that he wouldn't make it through.
Make
so
it
he
through.
Called the family in to give them the bad news.
Ooh.
But the family said, no, we ain't gonna let him go. Cause we believe in God. We believe in miracles.
We believe in miracles.
So the family joined hands and they begin to pray and call on the name that's above every name.
Well,
just a few minutes later, the doctor came running in.
He
said, the doctor knows your brother is gonna live.
Somebody needs to go.
And welcome to the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel. I'm your host, Kel Marvette. I'd like to thank everyone for joining us on the glorious gospel hour. It is 12 minutes after the hour. Hope everyone is having a great and glorious morning. Great music there coming from Dietrich Haddon, entitled Prayer Changes Things. Our next song coming up is coming from the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. It's entitled Spirit Fall Down.
If I couldn't say one word,
I'll just wave my hand.
If I couldn't say one word,
I'll just wave my hand.
He been good. Help me out of danger when danger was around me.
If I
couldn't say one word,
I'll
wave
my hand.
If I couldn't say talking about me. He been good, good to me. I just can't forget what he did at Calvary.
If I
couldn't say what you did when you went to Calvary, you shed your blood, you shed it for me. That's why I'm standing here on your word. I know your word will forever stand. If I couldn't say one word, yeah,
wait,
oh,
wait,
you've been good to me. Helped me a long time, and you're still keeping me now. I want to thank you because you've been good to me, Lord. You've been good to me, Lord. A lot of times, that's all we can do is just
wait.
I remember back in 1995, I like to lost my mama. But ain't God good, y'all? Ain't God good, y'all? They thought my mama was dead, but mama wasn't dead.
My
uncle called me on the phone. He said, "Now, Pastor, your mama doing just fine. See, I ain't nothing but a mama's boy. I love my mama. My mama been good to me. See, I can't talk about none of y'all out there, but my mama been good to me. The doctor said my mama gonna have to stay in a wheelchair for 6 long months. But my mama rose up out of that wheelchair at only 3 months. Somebody ought to give God some praise. Ain't God good? When he woke me up this morning, all I did was wave my hand. When he put food on my table, all I did was wave my hand. When he put a roof over my head, all I got to do is that.
If I
couldn't say
made a lot of mistakes, and I made up my mind that I was gonna do something about it. Let me tell you what I decided that I was gonna do. I gotta clean up what I messed up. I'm starting my life over again. I gotta clean up what I messed up. I'm starting my life over again. You know what I said to myself? I made up my mind, I ain't lying no more. Caught a lion and a cheetah, can't make it through the door. I gotta clean up. Yes, I do. I'm starting my day over again. Yeah, I gotta clean up. Yes, I do, y'all. Yeah.
I messed up.
Yeah,
I'm starting my life over again.
Can I tell you something else that I done? Listen, let me tell you. I made up my mind. I ain't running no more. I'm going back to church. I'm gonna walk back.
Thank you.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel, the Glorious Gospel Hour. It is 28 minutes after the hour. I'd like to thank everyone for joining us this morning. It's time for us to acknowledge the one that's celebrating birthdays today. We wish you a happy birthday and a great and marvelous celebration today. Also, if you're celebrating an anniversary, a new marriage announcement, or an engagement, we congratulate you on that also. At this time, I'm going to do our birthday song for the one that's celebrating birthdays today. And the next song that you hear will be coming from Twinkie Clark Carol, entitled Bless You Real Good.
Happy birthday. Water. was sinking in a world of sin, but grace and mercy, it took me in. Took my feet out of the miry clay and placed them on a rock to stay. Oh, what a relief it was when God rescued me. He loosed the chains that had me bound and he set me free. And it felt like
cooling water
from grandma's.
Whatever you wanna do, but if it's- Yeah.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Rainbow Voice Network News. Our first news is coming from Illinois. Illinois kills bill to ban ex-gay therapy. The Illinois House of Representatives this week failed to pass a measure that would have banned the practice of ex-gay, quote, reparative, end quote, therapy on minors. Introduced by Representative Kelly Cassidy, the bill failed 44-51. Unfortunately, 22 House members didn't vote because they either chose not to or they began their two-week vacation early Thursday. House Bill 5569 states that being lesbian, gay, or bisexual is not a disease, and that mental health practitioners should not be treating it as such. Conversion therapy would be considered, quote, unprofessional conduct, end quote, under Cassidy's bill, and those who performed it could have their state licenses sanctioned. I honestly don't believe there is one single individual in this body that's absolutely able to stand here and say that they know enough about this area to make a decision on what is appropriate or what is not appropriate, end quote, said Representative Jeannie Ives, a Republican of Wheaton, who voted against the bill. This is not stuff we should be legislating on at all. Let people decide for themselves what they need to have for themselves, end quote, I said. In other news, we have news of UK teacher resigns after parents complain. An assistant teacher in Birmingham, England, has resigned from his job after parents complained to the school that he was gay. Andrew Moffat is the author of a book about tackling homophobia in primary school settings. He recently came out during a school assembly and soon faced backlash from religious parents who said they didn't want their children to be taught that it's okay to be gay. As a result, he resigned in December and will be leaving this month. Quote, I didn't come out at school in an assembly after a group of 11-year-olds held up a poster that they made with the heading, Gay is Good. It seemed like the right time to let children know that they knew a gay person. Following my coming out, some parents from different communities complained to the school, but I maintain that my decision was the right one at that time, he said. We have some statistics from Philanthropy Outlook that the challenges that confront gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender males of color are daunting and specific, and therefore require solutions that are bold and precise. Foundation support targeting gay, black, trans males of color is minimal, and the bulk of it comes from HIV/AIDS focus funders, funders committed to addressing criminal justice, economically disadvantaged populations, the academic achievement gap, and health disparities need to think strategically and about the ways that gay, bi, and trans males of color are disproportionately affected by these issues. In particular, gay, black, trans males of color should be intentionally and proactively included in the efforts of foundations and policymakers to improve the lives of boys and young men of color. This concludes our news segment. Thank you for joining us for the Rainbow Voice Network News. Good morning, everyone. You are tuning into the Rainbow Morning Rush Morning Variety Show has begun. Our next song coming up is coming from Tony, 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 and it's entitled Anniversary.
Anything I know,
my fingers on the
I want my fingers to If you don't want this way, and I'm begging you to stay any day now. When your restless eyes meet someone new, oh, and to my sad last for long, 'cause any day you'll be gone. Any day you'll be gone. Any day you'll be gone. Mercy. Yeah. Any day. Oh, and then the spell was
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel, the morning variety show. It is 32 minutes after the hour. I can't even thank everyone for joining us this morning. It's time for our comedy break. Our featured comedian this morning is Lil Rel.
Yeah, it's wrong.
Now let me hear you like you mean it. Are you ready for your next artist? Yeah, Michael, bring on the next motherfucker. This guy is a rising star indeed. He's done BET Comic View, and he's done Jamie Foxx Laugh-A-Palooza, which he did with me this season. It's coming out. It's going to be hot. Get your hands together for Lil Rel. Come on, y'all. Lil Rel here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on, y'all. Make some noise here. Y'all. Give me some energy. Yeah, cut it. I'm from the west side of Chicago. I'm representing the west side of here, where the west side is. Yeah! You know what I'm saying? When you're from out west or from a ghetto neighborhood, you got to be a thug. I don't give a damn who you is, all right? I might be a nerd, but I know my motherfucking place. Okay, I gang bang. Don't let these damn glasses fool you. For real, I know my place, though, you know what I'm saying? But I don't fight at none. You know, I'm the secretary for the vice lords, you know what I'm saying? I take all the minutes at the motherfucking meetings. That's what I do. Set up email addresses. Because messed up, when you wear glasses, you can't really do nothing tough. You know what I'm saying? If I try to rob you, I can't look tough because there's always some shit I got to do to these motherfuckers. I can't walk up to you like, yeah, motherfucker, give me your wallet. Hey, man, get your puss ass out of here. I'm sorry about that, brother. Go rob me a library. Like I said, I'm from out west. You know what I'm saying? I just moved back home, my mom and daddy. That's messed up. Y'all know how messed up they are. My daddy wasn't shit growing up. Like, he never paid attention to my problems. All he cared about me was me doing chores. That's all he cared about, me doing whatever we need to do around the house. I could run in the house like, daddy, I just got shot. Yeah, you just got shot? Well, before you go to the hospital, why don't you get that garbage? Like, damn, dude, what the hell? He never cared about nothing I had going on. You know what I'm saying? I tell you, you know, I'm messing around with this girl. She kind of, she messed me up a little bit. I walk up to her like, daddy, man, I just got burnt. I don't know what to do. You going to take me to the doctor? Yeah, I'll take you to the doctor as soon as you get that tub clean. Go clean the damn tub and get the garbage. She's like, damn. My family, I love my family, but everything felt like my cousin, he just came out the closet. This dude gay as hell. And what's messed up, I ain't got nothing against gay people, but it's like... My family, when he first came out the closet, everybody was acting all surprised, like, oh my God, I can't believe JoJo gay. JoJo is gay. I'm like, man, this nigga been wearing sailor suits since he was 7. He's 42 years old. It's about short sets. Because he gay. He gay. If you all know the gay people, like my cousin, that gay dude in the choir. I don't know if y'all know who that is. This dude is that gay dude. The dude is always in the choir saying, whispering every time he talks, Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves everybody. This is what it sounds like when doves cry. I'm like, what they got to do with Jesus? That's Prince. Because you know the gay dude by the way they clap. Like a tongue, a real man, when he clap, his hands stay folded like this the whole time. He clap with a, Jesus, yeah, Jesus, yeah, Jesus, yeah. The gay dude, no, he going to keep that little hand curved and be talking about, he's a, but this is gay. If your hand do this, you gay. This is gay. Pointing this away. What is this? But you know what's funny? Nobody said nothing about it in the family. Everybody left him alone, but I got one of them ghetto, ignorant grandmothers. You know what I'm saying? Like, every time something happens, she got to put people's business out there. She don't care who she talk about because she's 96 years old. She don't give a damn. I knew she was on some bullshit because we sitting at the dinner table. She's sitting over there laughing, telling me, you know, old people shake for no reason. So she gonna ask for some dungeons, like, hey, Joseph, what's this I hear about you liking? Dick up your ass, nigga. Huh? Huh? They gonna do that to your answer. Huh? Huh? What's this I hear about you liking? Dick up your ass. She'll try to get compassion. You don't like pussy, baby. Ha! 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 Ha!
your booty hurt, baby. His booty hurt.
That's how my family is ignorant. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got like a racist uncle too. I don't know if anybody got the name. Like, the most racist people sometimes they don't realize it ain't really white people, it's an old black person. They are racist sometimes. When they say nigga to hurt. They don't say it cool, like, you know, what's up, nigga? I'm chilling, nigga, I'm all good, nigga. Ha ha, nigga. No, old black dude said real mean. Like, me and my uncle was, you know, jonesing each other, roasting each other one day. And I'm talking about, man, get that tight-ass sweater up out of here. He said, tight sweater. I know you ain't trying to talk, you old blind, black-ass little nigga. My God damn, man. Dude, you racist. I ain't never racist, you old Scott Joplin off the ass. Look at nigga. You got to say it like this, nigga. You gotta put the emphasis on it. My family is just extremely racist like that. And I hate, it ain't that they rape, but everybody's so different. Like, I got one of them 70s uncles. Every time he talk, he do this shit. You ever see this shit? They talk with the motherfucking hand like, say what? Man, you better get out of my face, turkey. It'd be like, Cochise, motherfucker, dead. Motherfucker. And what's funny, I just called him cheating or whatever. I just called him cheating. That's messed up. And he said the coolest shit to me when I called him. I called him for the Grand Motel. I'm like, damn, what is you doing? Oh, you called me cheating, didn't you? Be cool. And he walked away and shit. I said, get the fuck out of here. But yeah, y'all, I'm Lil Rel. That's my time, y'all. Last laugh. Represent Chi-Town, baby. West Side.
Crazy to think that I'ma let you off the time swing. Anything that you want, anything you desire, babe, just let me know. Cause you light my fire, lady.
I can't tell that you want me tonight. All I can do is make it right. I can't stand it in front of the fireplace.
It's on, bring it on, cause I'm ready.
I wanna go there with you and do all the things no one would do. I wanna go where no one has been. I wanna go there.
So I gotta go,
I wanna go there with you and give you everything you need me to. I wanna go where no one has been. I wanna go there with you.
I wanna go there with you. Girl, I know this is new, but keep an open mind. After I do this once, you're gonna want it all the time.
You got me, babe.
Long as you keep it real, I see you like the appetizer. Here's the main course meal.
I can't tell that you want me.
Yeah.
All I can do is make
gotta
it right.
Gotta keep it right.
Can't sweat it in front of the fire.
Oh, baby, you're all I want.
I wanna go there with you and do all the things I want with you.
To do it real slow, ain't going where no one else could go. Should I try to make you swell? Should I take you all the way there? Should I make you bust once or twice? Girl, I'm gonna give you bragging rights.
I wanna go there.
I don't want you calling me no more. Now pack up my things for a flight. I got a place in 6 of night. So don't come knocking at my door. I got company coming round four. So, whoa.
Yeah. I don't want you calling me no more.
Dismiss. Yo, Monica, stop tripping off that door, man. Go to the class.